The city of Watertown's $10 million downtown revitalization initiative can move forward now that state officials have decided how the city can spend the prize money. WRVO's Payne Horning has more on which projects were selected.
Much of the funding is designated for improvements to historic buildings in Watertown, like a multi-million dollar renovation of the nearly century-old Masonic Temple into a performing arts center. The Paddock Arcade, one of the country's oldest covered shopping malls, will get a new elevator, heated flooring, and enhancements to its glass ceiling. But some of the $10 million will go toward new space in Watertown's public square, including a Jefferson Community College tech space, where students and entrepreneurs can work together. Kylie Peck, president of the Greater Watertown North Country Chamber of Commerce and co-chair of Watertown's Downtown Revitalization Local Planning Committee, says she's optimistic about what these projects could do for the city.
I think that we'll really be feeling new life in downtown. I think it'll be exciting, you know, when you walk around a downtown where there's transformation taking place. It breathes new life into the city and it gets people excited. They want to come out and about and explore, maybe try new things, experience new things, and really get involved with their city.
Some projects the local planning committee proposed will not be funded with this award, such as a new pool and wellness center at the YMCA. But Peck says they can always apply for funding in the state's annual economic development competition. In Watertown, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.